I don't know of evidence where martyrdom does not take place to those people before human probation closes. But what I am saying here is those people, that their sins are blotted out, and it takes place during the Sunday law crisis, that they remain righteous forever, whether they have to be resurrected or they live till the Lord returns. And that brings the question to us, are we ready for that today? Because the previous studies, one of the things that is so clear in the spirit of prophecy is this Sunday law issue and the things connected with it come as an overwhelming surprise, and they come suddenly and unexpectedly. And brothers and sisters, all the virgins slept, but like we addressed in the very first presentation of this series, there is a message that's designed by God to arouse those virgins to sleep. And this message is, their probation is about to close. And brothers and sisters, it's always in the context that the virgins have so many distractions going on around them, whether it's their work or whether it's the valiant struggle they're going after for the Lord with theology, or whether it's the crisis in their family or an illness. There's so many things at this time period that the virgins are being distracted with, that this message has to be internalized. We have to relate what God is saying to us through the prophecies with what's going on out in the world today that's demonstrating the prophecies are fulfilling. And hopefully, we will be drawn into an experience where we will bring the Holy Spirit close enough to us that He can awaken us, that we're truly here, brothers and sisters. We're truly here. It's wake-up time. It's time to send our sins beforehand in the judgment, that when the times of refreshing come, our sins will be blotted out. Here's one from early writings, page 271. I heard those clothed with the armor speak forth the truth with great power. It had effect. Many had been bound, some wives by their husbands, and some children by their